it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. Visit WesternSouthern.com.
Hey. Welcome into the Jim Day Podcast once again as we welcome back to the pod, Tyler Stevenson. How you doing?
I am doing great.
Great. About as good as can be expected with the bad wing.
Yeah, with eight screws in and a plate.
Oh, eight screws.
Eight screws and a plate. I did bicep curls today with 5 pound weights, so that was a big leap forward.
Did it hurt?
No.
No?
No, I feel great. Look.
Yeah. Wow, he's raising his arm as we speak. Range of motion.
I remember, I don't know, it was maybe 3-4 days post-surgery, and Doc was like, it was at the field, and he was like, yeah, just like raise your hand above your head. I'm like, what? Because I like still had my sling, and he just like grabbed my hand, and
you're like, oh.
Yeah, but he was like, you've got screws in. You're not gonna hurt yourself again.
Yeah, but well, while we're on this subject, we'll get the painful part out of the way. But this injury, when it happened, and then subsequently when you had to have surgery because. Okay, at first, it's the collarbone. You break the collarbone, clean break, but then it moved. It shifted right, and that was that worse pain than when it happened?
So, yeah, I mean, what, third batter from All-Star break. Had a good All-Star break, was ready for a good second half because I obviously missed time with my thumb, and Ashcraft was throwing this 101-mile-an-hour pitch, and it hit me right in the – or foul ball hit me in the collarbone.
Ah, man, square, too.
Yeah, I mean, the impacts – I've taken foul balls everywhere. That's the first time I've ever had a been hit there. And, I mean, like, Tomas and David came out. I was like, I'm fine. Like, took a second. They're like, hey, try to throw. I'm like, ah, I'm fine. Trust me. Then the next pitch happened. It was a ball, and I kind of lobbed it back. And then, sure enough, the game of baseball is it is with like baseball gods. It's a swinging bunt from Goldschmidt.
Yes, how about that? From and Paul Goldschmidt, a swinging bunt who's probably hit two or three all season.
Yeah, exactly. And I went back. I got the ball up. And after it happened, Naquin was like, yeah, it looked like somebody turned the off switch on you.
Yeah.
Right when I got to the point of like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, throwing. I mean, I felt the break. And Ashcraft was there, and
people are right now listening, going, "Ow!"
It's the first time that I could feel like a bone rubbing against each other. It was awful. It was awful.
Double ow!
Yeah, got X-rays. It was a clean break right through my collarbone.
Ugh.
So they let me go home because I wasn't be able to. I literally couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And first couple of days were great. Pain got better throughout the days. It was a lot of just laying on the couch, laying in bed, watching TV. That's when I binged watched the Harry Potters. That was the first time I've ever watched any of them.
Really?
Yep.
I have this full confession. Yep. Have never watched Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was the same way. And then I was me and my wife. It all lined up perfectly as bad as it is. Because my wife just quit work. She was a physician's assistant, OBGYN with her dad. And her last day was August 1st, and August 2nd is when I found out that I needed surgery.
Wow.
And, like, we've been talking about her quitting for, because she had to give a 90-day notice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've been talking about it for
Holy
months
cow,
and months.
Holy cow, and the 90 days were up?
90 days, August 1st, found out I needed surgery.
Next day, she's got to take care of you. Wow. That's fateful.
Yes. I mean, yeah, everything lined up for a reason. And yeah, so I binged watched the Harry Potters, and then I'm at home and woke up at like 4 a.m. one morning and had to use the restroom and could not physically like get out of bed.
Oh.
and like I'm waking my wife up, and I'm in excruciating pain to the point where there's multiple times when I was on the verge of crying, and my wife was like, "You can cry," because
you're allowed.
I mean, it was awful. And so I texted Brad, our trainer. It happened on a Monday that I got the x-ray, but originally I was going to go on Wednesday because they wanted like week by week for me to get an x-ray to see how the bone's healing. Because there was a chance if it didn't heal properly, then we would have needed surgery. So I got an x-ray on that Monday. And the x-ray lady was like, "Is this what it looked like before?" And it was the photo that I posted out.
Yeah, you
out
put it on social media it out. Of the clean break and then not so clean. After.
Exactly. And I was like, nope, that's not what it looked like. And I'm like, well, I need surgery now. So sent a picture to Brad. He was like, yeah, let me talk to Doc, see when you need to operate. And sure enough, I left the next morning to come up to Cincinnati and had pre-op and had surgery. But I mean, those, I don't know, 4 or 5 days leading up to surgery was the worst pain I've ever experienced. Like getting in and out of bed awful. But I mean, post-surgery, 24 hours after surgery, 48 hours, once all the anesthesia and like meds were out of my system, like I've been feeling great. It's just the getting range of motion and getting strength and stuff, which is going to come with time. But like, I'm out of my sling now. I'm starting to work out. I did bicep curls today for the first time for, it's like 5 pounds, but it's small steps, which I knew going in.
Will those screws and plates come out or they stay in there?
They said they can take them out if it starts bothering me. I don't know if that he said that he's taken them out before for people. So let's just say next year, 4 or 5 years down the road, something starts bothering me, they can take them out. But he said you can leave them in there for.
Wow.
So now I get a little pass when I go to
the. A little pass when you go through a metal detector.
Airport security. Hey, I have a plate in my collarbone.
Yeah.
So maybe I can finesse my way through some of those lines.
Wow. Well, it's so unfortunate because you're playing so well.
Yeah.
And the concussions, and now you're throwing shoulder. So is it? Has it crept into your mind like, oh man, I'm pretty young in my career and I've had substantial injuries here, particularly the concussions?
Yeah, I mean, it was my third one. I don't know, I look at this year as all like fluke things. And I think this offseason I'm going to try to wear one piece. First of all, whenever I made the transition to that new mask.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
Yeah. Just from the mask with the springs in it has springs in it.
Big difference. Because I mean, I took some and they're like, I couldn't even like tell that they hit. So that was a success.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I might try to wear a one piece, like the hockey style helmet. I've got one that I think it's off season. I'll just try it whenever I'm doing all my work. But, yeah, I mean, I think that was a fluke thing. It's not like I got a foul ball. I got ran over. I mean, I don't know. That's a fluke thing. And then with the thumb, too, I don't know. It was a year of flukes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, goodness gracious.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe it was all meant to be, and now me and Joey are rehabbing together.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah, I know that'll be discussed. But,
yes. And we're going to discuss that.
I know. But, yeah, I mean, I've had so many people, like, I've been in Kroger or wherever, and people on social media are like, oh, move to first base. I'm like.
Well, that's my next question, so you already lead me there.
it is not happening. At my point in career, like, there's no need to have that conversation now from 1 year of fluke things. Like, look at last year in 2020 when I played. Like, if it was a career altering injury that made catching difficult, then I would be more open to have that conversation, but it's not even a thought in my mind. And like, I'm not against playing first, like what I did last year.
Mix it in,
like moving forward, with, I mean, yeah, like if Joey wants the day off and I'm off, like go play first. Yeah. Sure. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm all for that. Too much value, and I don't know, I'm too prideful. I want to catch for as long as possible.
Yeah. Well, where I was going next, because it's not only the fans talking about it. There's been talk within baseball or even in the organization of, and it's not necessarily, let's just give up on catching. It's more to protect you, and you're such an impactful bat that it's wanting to do the best for you, do the best for the team, and have the impactful bat. And now, are you going to be reluctant to take ground balls at first to mix it in to have part of the repertoire? I mean, because you're not going to catch every day.
For sure.
I mean, you can mix in the DH 100%. Now, but a few days at first base wouldn't hurt prolonging your career either.
Yeah, and that's – you look at some of the guys, Posey, for example. I mean, Yachty, I don't know if he's ever played, but he's an outlier. Salvador Perez.
Yeah.
I think he'll DH. I don't know if he's played first much, but DH. I don't know. It just opens up so many more opportunities now with the DH being in the game. And I don't know. I feel like I'm athletic enough, and I've proven that I can play first base when it was in the situation like last year. But, yeah, I mean, I'm very open to it, but I am a catcher. And whatever it is, that's a front office thing, a David Bell thing that, this is how many games you'll catch a week, and then DH, I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, he writes the lineups, and whatever he says, I'm going to do. But if they want me to play first once a week or whatever, then for sure.
Right. There have been others, catchers, that have, because of injury, moved to maybe first base or somewhere else, and they have not performed as well because for whatever reason, you're used to catching. It's the whole game. Mentally, physically, that's what you're used to. You're taking you out of your element. So there have been those that their careers went downhill after it happened. And and I've always said, and it's a disparity position. And what I mean by that and like second base, if you can get a catcher that can hit, if you can get a second baseman that can have power, that you're ahead of the game because you're normally not getting that.
Yes.
Most catchers do not hit for high average or high OPS or even a lot of power, consistent power, I should say. But when you get someone like you, that's a disparity position, meaning if you have a catcher that can hit, man, you are ahead of the game.
Yeah. No, I mean, yes, 100%. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens, but yes, I am a catcher, and I want to stay catcher as long as possible.
See, now there are a lot of guys that are like, get me out of this catcher thing.
No,
it's too hard.
Because it.
It's a brutal position.
Like Farm, for example, he's not a true catcher, but he was a shortstop in college, which I'm sure we'll talk about him later on. I've heard it, and it's like, oh, well, how you hit, you can move to first base, and you don't have to worry about catching, and you can hit better. Like, there's too many what-ifs and unknowns. And at my point in my career with where I'm at, I don't want to – there's too much to lose and sacrifice.
Yeah.
And like I said, if it was a career injury that didn't allow me to catch, then – that's a different story, but I'm gonna be fine coming back from this and everything else. So
looking forward to that. Now, you mentioned your rehab partner is now Joey Votto.
Yep.
And folks, we're going to talk about a budding bromance, and we're going to do it after this.
Life is full of questions, like when should I start thinking about life insurance? But however difficult these questions may be, Western and Southern can help you answer them. Backed by over 130 years of experience, together we can look ahead to leave the unknown behind. Western and Southern Financial Group, life insurance, retirement, and investments.
Products issued by member companies of Western and Southern Financial Group, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Jim Day here. I've teamed up with Swift to bring you the sounds of summer. And the sounds of summer. With the freshest selection of cuts, from ribeyes to chops, Swift keeps this going all season long. Baseball and grilling. Ask for Swift Meats at your local grocer.
Good food, good moments. One great meal. Come together with Swift.
All right, we're back with Tyler Stevenson, and boy, it's weird how this baseball game works out that all of a sudden I look on social media and it's like, oh, Votto and Stevenson are in slings together.
Yep.
Because you get he had a different surgery, obviously, but his was a rotator cuff and a torn bicep. But you both get it done at Beacon Orthopedics, and you're sporting the slings together.
Yep. Shout out, Doc. Doc Krimchek. Yep, Beacon.
Reds medical director. Let's be official about this. Dr. Timothy Krimchek.
Yep.
Used to call him Doc Hollywood.
I've heard
He's
that.
He's come a long way. Now, Reds medical director, Dr. Timothy Krimchek. Sounds so
beautiful
official.
Office.
Isn't it? You go up there and you're like, wow.
Yeah, it's one giant man cave. I hope.
That's a good way to put it. It is one giant man cave.
I mean, I hope I don't ever have to go up there as many times as I did this year. But yeah, the memorabilia, the jerseys, I mean, there's a lot of money worth of autographs in that building.
And they've got a setup good for you guys because there's a private entrance for you guys. So, you know, it's very public when you're getting a surgery. My wife had surgery up there and it was very public. I'm like, can we take us through the private entrance No, that's for just the MLB players. But they had a great setup and take care of you so well up there. So, but what's it like rehabbing with Joey?
Yeah. So I remember he told me, when was it? I don't know what it was, but he was like, I think it was after the Field of Dreams. He was like, had the issue with this, obviously his shoulder, and I don't know if I didn't know about the bicep until after, and I think same with him. I don't know all those details.
They thought it was way worse than they anticipated.
Yeah.
They went in there to repair a torn rotator cuff, found that his bicep was also injured.
Man. But whenever he found out he needed surgery, he was like kind of leading up a couple days before it was announced. He was like talking to me like how it was like in the sling and all of that stuff, because he said that they wanted him to get surgery, and being Joey who he is, it's like, I'll get it next year. And
he injured it in 2015.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Yeah,
but it just shows what he can play through and still perform.
Yeah.
But just obviously got to a point. I mean, I couldn't imagine a torn bicep and a rotator cuff.
Yeah. Well, it makes me excited for what he might be able to do next year.
Absolutely.
Even at 39, 40 years of age.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then I remember being in rehab, and he was like, yeah, I'm getting surgery on Friday, which is like 2 days. I'm like, what? He was like, yeah. I thought, we always joke. I thought he was just joking. But he was like, no, seriously.
That's the way he is. He researches everything that he's going to get involved in.
I mean, he is a very, very intelligent. I mean, you've just been around him more, but I'm very intelligent.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure enough, he had his surgery, and I mean, just a bunch of texting back and forth, and his mom came in town to take care of him.
Right.
And he invited me.
Love his mom, by the way.
That was my first time meeting her. She was incredible.
She's great.
Very welcoming. Yeah, went up to his house, and she made pot roast for us. And
really?
So he might have all the photos, but took a photo of like us eating in his back porch area, and
nice,
and hung out. And
didn't you watch Anchorman together?
Yes.
Where did I hear that?
When is this airing?
I don't know why.
If it can air after his birthday.
When is his birthday?
September 10th. Let me look. Let me double check.
Yes, I can make sure that happens.
Because I can get into details of.
Yeah. Yeah, it will air. It will air the 13th.
Born September 10th. Perfect.
Yeah, it will air the 13th. All right. Cool.
Oof. Yes. So
we'll be editing out to right now.
And yes, Anchorman. And so I think it's appropriate, right? The name of the clone.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a famous cologne. It's called Sex Panther in the movie.
It's funny.
And I love there's a big backstory behind it, but one of the characters has a special cologne, and it's called Sex Panther. And I ended up, whenever I left there, and like he was just saying, like, oh, I love this movie and stuff. So with his birthday coming up, I got him a bottle of cologne called Sex Panther.
Yes!
That I'm going to give. And also found, I also found out.
That's great.
I need to, I'm actually going to show you this, but he's a big Office fan. And with
things we learned here in the podcast,
birthday coming up, I think I'm going to, I don't know, I'm thinking of more people, but Cameo.
Yes.
I have Kevin from The Office.
Yes. Do you really?
Doing
a cameo, a birthday cameo for him?
It's not a birthday, but it was a recovering from surgery. But
it's just as good.
I can maybe, I'm going to get somebody else maybe from The Office or, I don't know, somebody else on Cameo and maybe do a birthday.
So you had to lay down some cash for this.
I think it was like $100.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
From The Office does $100?
Kevin from The Office.
They tried to get 200, me on that service, 200. And I'm like, no one wants to talk to me.
200.
No one wants a greeting from me.
But no, I mean, do you want to see?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Hold it up to the mic.
Hello, Joey. Jovi.
Also, backstory, Joey calls me Clavicle Johnson. I don't know what it is. What? That's my nickname.
Because of the injury?
Clavicle, yeah. I don't know. Clavicle Johnson is who he calls me. So it will make more sense from this.
Hello, surprise. Clavicle Johnson reached out to me and told me that you're recovering from some shoulder surgery. I'm very sorry, Joey. I hope you recover well. Clavicle hopes you recover well. How are we going to celebrate when you're better? Well, first off, once you're out there throwing that fastball, that'll be huge. That's what she said. But best to you, quick recovery. You know what speeds a recovery, Joey? A big pot of chili. Yes. So Clavicle will make you some chili, Tyler. But listen, if he does that, all right. He kind of promised me that he would. So if he holds up his end of the bargain and he makes you chili, gets off his ass, don't spill it. Okay? Mm-mm. No, take it from me or you will never live it down. Nice. Hello, Joey.
Yep.
That is fantastic. So he's an Office fan, so Joey is immediately going to be geeked up because of who that dude is.
Yes.
Is tremendous.
So I got that in the works. Got to think of some others to surprise for his birthday. So we had that with his mom, had dinner, and have spent time together and spent a lot of time. Like, my wife's up in town, so we've all three been hanging out, and we ended up going down to the zoo.
Yeah, you posted that on social media. You guys are riding the train together.
So we were in line for tickets, and then I just realized that we could, like, get them online. I don't know why we didn't do that in the first place. But they had tickets. It was, like, $5 for a ticket to ride the train. And I mentioned that, and Joey was like, oh, well, we have to ride the train. So I ended up getting those tickets. And
I wish I was there for moments like that.
I mean, it was a lot of people obviously recognized him. And I think it annoyed him some just because it was actually quite a bit of people.
Well, of course, he can't go anywhere in this town without. Yeah. I mean, come on.
But it was a blast. I mean, we walked around, and obviously, it's a big hit right now with Fritz, I believe, is the. The baby hippo.
The baby. Did you see the baby hippo?
Very adorable.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did. I posted some video. Yeah.
And so they had some worker there talking over like a microphone. And
I thought you guys would get the private backstage pass.
Didn't know about that until. Like,
yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked to Corey and some of the people here. I think we're going to go back and do
that's
that.
Good. I could hook you up with that, but the Reds couldn't hook you up with that much better.
I think we're going to go back maybe this upcoming week. and do that, which will be fun. Oh, so
I'll be on the road. I won't be able to. He'd be annoyed if I showed up there with the camera.
I'll just put a GoPro to my head.
Yeah.
But yes, fun facts. Fritz, who was 3 weeks old at the time, was 187 pounds.
Wow.
And at the time, he was in the exhibit with his mom, which was 3,000 pounds, I believe. And the dad is 4,000. Fiona's the sister, and she's 2.
Yeah.
So they're switching off every week with the baby with the mom and sister. So so they'll switch out, and they haven't introduced him to the dad yet. I don't know if it's like a territorial thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how all that works, but yeah, it was a blast.
So hanging out with Votto is cool. Is he different than in the clubhouse away or same dude?
I think the same with me. I don't know. It's so random how, I mean, I grew up watching the dude, and it's as weird as it is. And
is it weird that he is now calling you Clavicle Johnson?
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. And it started last year when we were flying on the road, sat next to him, and that's the rest is history. Just
you guys are sitting next to each other all the time, right?
Every time, every road trip, we'll sit next to each other, and it started last year once, and then.
Now, has he told you why? Like, you're my dude? Because...
I don't know.
Maybe you're... You know what? You're not a very annoying person. You're actually, like, the salt of the earth. It's probably, like, he knows you're not going to bother him. You're just easygoing.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, every time I walk by on the plane, because we have to force our way to the back. Yeah. I sit back there by the crapper. Oof. Last row. Back there with the peasants. Yeah, you guys are always sitting there.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm like, is this assigned seating? Because they're always sitting by. Nope, they're just buds.
I don't know. But came to my wedding in the off season. Which I think we talked about last.
You talked about last podcast. Got your mom on.
Yep,
folks, go into the archives. Look for the Tyler Stevenson podcast we did in spring training, in which we talk about Joey Votto's dance moves. We talk about your mom dancing with him. Mom called in. Yep. We got mom on the podcast,
time of her life.
Which was great.
it was great. And I don't know. We'll see what other things we do during this rehab stint.
Very nice.
We went to dinner last night. Went to Soto.
Really?
Locally in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
and,
great restaurant.
It was excellent. It was good. It was fun.
No, they don't have a private set up for you there, right? Anyone bug you guys there?
No. Surprisingly, no. Nobody came up.
Awesome.
Soto was good.
So he's a healthy eater. Does he let himself go on a night like that? Or is he ordering like
Parmesan? He got a gluten free.
There you go. So I knew it had to be.
No, I mean.
Because I'm like, give me the chicken parm.
Yeah.
Don't give me the eggplant parm.
But he did, dessert-wise, he was like, yeah, I bring every ice cream flavor that you have.
Really?
It was like 6 different flavors. Nice. He had a couple bites of it, but no, I mean, that was it. It says who he is and how his career has gone. He's very prideful and takes care of himself. And
yeah, he does.
Being 38, almost 39 years old, like, that's what makes the great great.
Yep. No question. There's a lot to emulate there.
Yeah.
And the work factor. And his sense of humor. People are like, is he serious all the time? Like, no. No. He's not.
No.
He's not. He's very locked in, and he's a very serious person. And when he gets involved in something, like, you start talking to him about chess. Have you played chess with him, by
the
way?
Fun fact.
Fun fact. I love fun facts. Let's go.
He got me a chess board. He had an extra one.
Really?
And I've got the app. And actually, we played – my
online?
Very first chess match on that. There's some app while we were at dinner last night.
Did he dust you?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's really good.
He's really good. I know nothing about
chess. Yeah, he plays all the time.
All the time. Yeah. I want to learn. I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be really fun to learn.
Well, yeah.
He got a nice chess board, gave it to me for free, and I was like, sure, I need to learn.
Wow. So you got dusted in chest by Votto.
So I told him I'm going to beat him in spring training next year, but that ain't going
to
happen.
You have to play a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's one of those guys that if someone makes one move and he knows what the next eight moves in the game are going to be.
I mean, it is. Like, just kind of hearing him talk about it when we're at dinner and, like, kind of learning the game. Like, each move you make, like, each piece does so many different things.
Yeah.
And, like,
you got to be thinking of corresponding. It's almost like a manager in baseball. You got to think innings ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
And chess.
Without a doubt.
Which is why we say, this game has been a chess match. Ooh, isn't that magical?
Yep. It's good. It's accurate, though.
That's good. Yeah, we got a budding bromance with you and Votto. It's fateful how it works out that you guys both are rehabbing similar injuries, I'll say, similar. At least a similar portion of the body. So that's great because, you know, he's a leader. They're going to look for you to be a leader in this organization, the team. And there's a lot to emulate, and there's a lot to follow there and learn.
Yeah.
And he's a good dude to hang out with.
Absolutely. Knowledgeable. And
who picked up the dinner tab?
He did.
Well, see, that's good, too.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
I'm happy to, but.
Yeah.
It's his time.
Yeah. Well.
It's not going to hurt.
It is, yeah. You'll be picking up lots of dinners in the future if you hang around the game. I don't know if your bank account will get quite that large, but you're going to make some money if you stay healthy. So it's all good.
Yep.
All right. Now, we recently, teammate played a practical joke on Tyler Stevenson, and unbeknownst to Tyler, I was a part of it, and we're going to talk about that with Clavicle Johnson.
Yep. There you go.
Coming up.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
All right, now we're back with Tyler Stevenson. He just told me that why do we need Players Weekend to come back?
Players Weekend so I can put clavicle.
Clavicle Johnson? Or just
I don't know. I don't know. Clavicle J. on the back of my jersey.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Players Weekend, you'd wear those special jerseys, and there would be nicknames on the back or whatever name you wanted on there. So that's good. I forgot all about Players Weekend.
Yeah. And they could, like, customize a bat, and maybe I'll get, like, a collarbone, like, spray painted on there.
Yes.
Broken finger.
Hopefully that's it. Now batting.
Yep.
Number 37.
Clavicle
Johnson.
Boom.
Johnson. Good.
That's perfect. Whenever I hit, you got to be up there and do that.
All right, let's talk about Kyle Farmer because he's a meanie.
Yep.
We just had him in Indy on the podcast last week. Farmer keeping his word. He said he was going to make several appearances this year, and he's kept his word. But he did you wrong, and I was part of it. Now, how should we tell the backstory here? His version of it or your version of it? And by the way, folks, you can see this on YouTube. Shameful plug here. It's called Extra Bases with Jim Day, and it involves this practical joke. Just search for it on YouTube or Google it, whatever, and you'll see the actual video of this practical joke.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So you commit. Kyle Farmer went to the University of Georgia. He's a Bulldog.
Yep.
Through and through. Played baseball there from Georgia. Lifelong Georgia fan, football, everything. You, Atlanta area, grew up a Georgia fan. In fact, you sent me a picture of you.
I have as proof.
In your younger days wearing Bulldog gear. But you committed to Georgia Tech in high school to play baseball there, which Farmer said was a no-no in the state of Georgia. Now, I'm going to let you explain why Tech and not Georgia and all that, because there's a backstory for you. However, Farmer says, oh, no, you're not allowed to be a Georgia fan. You committed to Tech. That's like Michigan, Ohio State. That's like Alabama, Auburn. Yeah. There's a in the fact that they're disliking each other. It's not comparable because Georgia Tech is no longer as very good at football. Sure. So it's not comparative in that. Yes. But as far as the dislike of the fan base and the in-state thing, very much there.
Yep.
So he said that you're not allowed to, that's a no-no. So Tyler had a Georgia Bulldog license plate on the front with a big G, and Farmer bought a Georgia Tech one and proceeded to put it on your vehicle.
In front of my truck, yep. So,
which is funny.
Good. Clever. I will give that to him. Yes. So he put it on my truck, and I didn't even recognize it the night, because where I park, I don't know if you know where I park, but it's like back by the gate.
I mean, in the back.
Yeah, in the back, and I like 99.9% of the time back in.
Yeah.
I'd prefer back in. It's way
easier. It was back in the day that we changed the license plate. And folks, I was right there, and the video is there on YouTube. Go see it. Farmer's talking smack the whole time.
Yeah. But for some reason, I mean, it's very obvious because it's yellow when it was a like silver, like in a red and black G.
Yeah. It was a nice one. Nice license plate.
Yeah. No. Paid good money for that.
It was nice.
I got it back, though. and I have no idea. I guess the day that it happened, I was on, I don't know if I was on my phone or whatever. I didn't recognize it. And so my wife and I went to Mad Tree Brewery, which is up in Oakley,
right.
one day. And we're leaving, and like get my keys, and walking out in my truck. And I'm like, what in the world? Like, I'm unlocking my truck, and, like, the lights turn on, so I know it's not mine, and it's not somebody else's, and I see a Georgia Tech front license plate. I'm like, what? And I was just so confused. My wife was, too, and I'm like.
It had to startle you a bit.
It did. It rattled me. And I'm like.
Like, hold on, someone's messing with my car.
Did somebody really? Yeah, did somebody really change it when I was there? And I was like, do I need to go, like, ask for security footage to see, like. But then I started to think, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. I would be shocked if anybody went to Georgia Tech in Cincinnati. There might be a few because it's an engineering school. But to do that, I'm like, and then I was like, yeah, it's got to be Farmer. Like it just like crossed me. It just smacked me right in the face. And I was like, it had to have been Farmer. Let me see. Let me see if I guarantee you I've still got the text.
Oh, yeah. So you text him right away. I'm surprised he fessed up to it right away, although he's proud of it.
Was this you? And I said, you freak. Wait until you see Jim Day's YouTube.
Oh, no. He put it out there. He threw me under the bus right away.
It was August 16th too.
Yeah, it's been a while. We've had this brewing for a minute.
Planned for like my birthday.
It was we had to brew in for a minute, and then we were on the road. We've been on. August was brutal. We had like eight home games.
Yeah.
We had back-to-back 10 game road trips, so we were on the road forever. So we were waiting to come back on the road to get your reaction so I could actually post the YouTube video finally.
I mean, yeah, it's long when you guys are on the road and I'm stuck here all alone.
Yeah. I bet.
But
you got your pal now, Joey.
Yep. Yes. But yeah, it was a good prank. Backstory.
You drove through town that big.
Not
even
days. I still need to. I don't have a screwdriver. I need to.
Come on.
I still got it on.
It's.
I got it.
You don't have a screwdriver.
No.
Oh, come on. We need to domesticate you here. Yeah. Even I have like tools.
I mean, yes, I have tools.
Because I'm a tool.
In my apartment, I got nothing. It's not an excuse. I could do it.
The Cubbies have a screwdriver.
Yeah, I know.
It's still on?
It is still on.
Great.
So, grew up in Metro Atlanta, dog fan for life. And at the time when I was getting recruited for colleges, so I committed freshman year right before my it was right before Christmas, I believe, my freshman year.
And you had a friend that?
I had friends. I knew people at Georgia, and their head coach got fired.
Right.
And a new coach came in. And there was just a lot going on, respectfully so, because a new coach comes in. and they didn't like it. And so who I Georgia Tech's head coach, his oldest son Carter is my age, and we played together for years. And I'd been down to Georgia Tech baseball games.
Yeah.
Multiple times. I've been over to his house multiple times. Like,
it's right there in the city of Atlanta. Yeah. It's right there.
And I had a full ride. And at the time, getting drafted in pro ball was a dream of mine. But did I know that I was going to be drafted
15th overall?
11. Get it right.
Excuse me.
Just kidding. my senior year.
Was it 11?
It was 11, yeah.
Who's counting? Except you.
Yeah, I mean, there's no chance that I believed in myself, but I mean, still, I don't know that when I'm a freshman, and at that time, education was number one. And at the end of the day, to get an education from Georgia Tech, great engineering school that it is, I don't know if I would have done engineering. But yeah, so I picked Georgia Tech, and that's really my only ties that I ever have. And my wife went to Clemson, so yeah. I have to, I guess, root for Clemson somewhat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he says I'm just a lost puppy.
He did. He said that on the video, yep. That you're a lost puppy. You're so, not. He said you called up after you won the national championship. Or I shouldn't say you. After Georgia won the national championship in football. And said, we won. And he's like, no, you didn't win anything.
Yeah.
So.
That's he picks on me all the time. It's like a big brother.
What is he like being around?
He is awesome. So we've I've known him from back when he was with the Dodgers, because he's an Atlanta guy and I was still living in Atlanta at the time, and we played for the same travel ball coach, James Beavers, East Cobb Yankees, 18-year-old team out of East Cobb. It's a travel ball organization. Midland Redskins.
Yeah.
Here, same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
We're better, though.
Ooh, we're good. Shot across the bow.
We're good. I don't know. I mean, Metro Atlanta.
Well, I mean, that
is a baseball factory.
No question.
Every year there's a handful of first
State
topics.
Of Georgia, state of Florida, that whole thing is just a factory.
So in the offseason, I would go hit with my old coach, and I would see Farmer up there at times. I mean, so this was years ago, 2016, 17, 18. I don't know when they were traded over, but, I mean, knew of each other at that time. And then he came over with us, and I don't know, I feel like last year and getting to be up here more full-time, and I don't know, I just feel like it's a good friendship that has grown, and he's an unbelievable dude, and
everyone's so happy for him that he got the playing time.
His,
you know?
I mean,
some guys you're happy for, and then some guys you're really happy for.
For what he's done, being a college shortstop, and I think he has the fielding percentage record.
All-time fielding percentage leader at
Georgia, which is incredible.
Which is an SEC baseball school, which is, they play good baseball
big,
in that conference.
Deal. And then gets drafted as a catcher who's never caught, made it to the big leagues as a catcher.
Yeah.
Traded over to us. As a catcher, and was like the third. I don't know.
No, he was the third catcher, and then he came to spring training and went into David Bell's office and said, listen, give me a shot in the infield at shortstop. And they, sure, they probably chuckled, which I don't understand why.
For sure.
And for him to accomplish what he's accomplished is very much
to
rare.
To be
very rare.
Play himself into everyday guy and has transformed his career, and I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better guy. And just seeing him in the clubhouse, he's always in there working, taking care of himself, playing through stuff. Like, he is a definition of a gamer and like a bulldog, just grinder.
So
I
he's
couldn't
beat
be happier.
Up all
yeah,
over the place.
I couldn't be happier for him. He deserves it.
Even though he did you wrong with it.
Yes, he deserves it though.
He did. By the way, we're trying to. Kyle doesn't listen to this podcast. He just likes to be on it. The only time he listens is to listen to himself.
100%.
So he's not going to hear this. We are planning something, right? We're going to get him back.
I would love.
It doesn't have to be this year. It could even be, you could think in the offseason.
Yep.
We could do it in spring training.
Ooh,
the idea you
spring
had,
training
spring
would
training
be
is
great.
Great. Now, the idea you had was great, but you don't want to mess with the guys at bat.
Spring training.
But a
spring training
game,
would be great.
Now, that's different. Tell them your idea that you had, which I think is
it needs to be like an ideal situation where it's a home game you're there in the dugout, I'm off, he's playing, and we're right there and just watching him. But I wanted to change his walkout song to the Georgia Tech like fight song.
That's great.
Which would be really good.
No, it'd be great in the regular season, but you don't want to mess with the dudes that bad in the regular season. But spring training now, this is a different story.
Yeah.
Now this is something that we can absolutely do in spring training.
That'd be a good one.
Now, I don't know if they have walk-up songs there. We're going to have to work this out with Goodyear Ballpark, but I'm sure we can work something out.
We could. Yeah.
They do play some music. They do play music. It's not your actual walk-up songs, but I don't know. Does he know the Georgia Tech fight song? We're gonna have because he's gonna have to.
I know it.
He's gonna have. We're gonna have to play it. You know what? We'll set him up. I'll get the Georgia Tech fight song, and we'll play it like we're acting like it's messing with you. Like we're joking around with you, so he gets familiar with it, and then we'll put it as his walk-up song.
That's perfect.
It'll kill him.
Awesome. So we'll be back to do this next.
I love being the common denominator in this.
Yep.
This is beautiful.
Middleman.
I'm like playing both sides of the fence here.
I
love it.
I'm excited.
That's good. Real quick, one last question before I turn you loose. Personally, what plans do you have? You and your wife are living in South Carolina, I know. Are you going to stay there? Have you thought about a family? I might be getting ahead of myself here, but you said that she is no longer working. Was that maybe designed? I'm prying here very personally. However, any thoughts to what the future may hold for the Stevensons? The Johnsons.
The Johnsons, yes.
The Johnson family.
So she's been working and doing school really her whole life, and this has been her first break. So one of our big things that we really enjoy is travel. We went to Maui for our honeymoon and fell in love with it. We're going to go back for our 1 year this upcoming December.
Nice.
Right after. I don't know if we're doing Reds Fest or I've heard both.
You and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
You are a December 4th anniversary.
Yeah,
guy,
same.
Right? We share anniversaries.
Yep.
And little did I know, once after I got married, I'm like, oh man, this is Reds Fest. It's always the first week of December. So I have spent many a Reds Fest as my anniversary, which is not conducive
not
to
ideal.
Anything that you want to do for
anniversary. Yeah. We love travel, so we're doing that. And then we're also, just recently when we were at the zoo,
me and my wife on the honeymoon, we went to Hawaii. This is strange.
It's wild. But during Thanksgiving break, my sister and brother-in-law FaceTimed us when we were at the zoo with Joey. She's like, hey, do you want to go to Amsterdam and Berlin with us during?
Ooh.
And we're like, I mean, sure. We're not. I mean, we don't have anything else. So that's in the works.
You need to talk to your BFF, Joey, because he went on an extensive trip through Europe this last year.
Yes.
And he's got all the spots down on what you need to do.
Yeah.
So this fate again.
Yeah,
this
boom.
Is fate again. Your BF, your new BFF, JoJo, is going to give you the map.
But like we both want to do a really big Europe trip, so I think that will be something that we do next off season. Like hit all the big ones and maybe because we kind of wanted to do it this year because it was her mom's birthday and their German descent. And so we were going to, like, do that. And at first, we wanted to do a big Europe trip this off season. And then with everything going on with Ukraine and Russia, we're like, yeah. I mean, but not where we're going. But at the time, it was just like, I don't know. It was a lot. And we're like, let's just wait.
Yeah.
So I think next year we'll try to do a big Europe trip and maybe get her parents to fly out and meet us somewhere. Then maybe do the same for mine.
Very nice.
And do a big trip with all the families. Cause I know my family, like my mom would love to go to Ireland, which would be a lot of fun. And then we can, I don't know, each family do two trips or something. I don't know, but needless to say, I don't know. We've talked about it. We are in no rush, just turned 26. But
got time.
Maybe next off season.
That's
kind of a possibility.
Very nice.
We will see. But it's been great just to spend time together because we've been doing long distance since 2016 when we first met.
Yeah.
She finished school at Clemson and then graduated in May and in August started PA school.
Yeah.
So there might have been like a month where she was off and she got to like come visit me in the minor leagues at that time. This is really the first time that we've been able to, and just getting married in December, like this is the first time, I guess you can say that we've been together as a married couple. Cause
yeah,
it was a month after our wedding that we had to get out. I mean, no, this year was a little different, maybe 2 months. And then we went out to spring training and she didn't get to come out there with me. So, we're excited. We're getting to spend a lot of time together. And even now, I hate it, but I'm not playing, but we're getting to actually like see Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Now that we have the time to actually like do things. So that's something that we got like a big checklist of stuff that we want to knock out. And
that's great. No, it's all worked out for reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. I had Skyline at the Marty Brenneman tournament for the first time.
How was it?
It was just a chili dog. I mean, it was fine. It was fine. Like it wasn't.
Yeah, they do have chili dogs in elsewhere.
Yeah.
Not like we invented the concept here.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a chili dog. Like I wouldn't.
Well, you need to have the plate,
three-way.
There's three-way, four-way, five-way.
Okay.
Which is a plate of spaghetti noodles.
Yep.
Cheese, chili, onions, mustard.
Okay.
Is the three-way is, you know, like
three of them.
Just the cheese, yeah, chili, noodles, cheese.
Loaded up with cheese.
Four-way, you add the onions. Five-ways, you add the mustard.
Okay. So I'm sure I would like it.
I
enjoy food. There's not many things that I don't like. But I'm too loyal to Chick-fil-A that if I'm going to get something, I'm going to Chick-fil-A.
Spoken like a true Georgia boy.
Oh, man. but then we also had Graters, and Graters is legit. Ice cream.
Isn't it not?
Oh, my goodness.
It's, yeah.
So we had it. When was it? We went to E&O, which was it's a sushi spot in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
And there's a Graters literally right next door to it.
Right.
We're like, oh, like we haven't tried it. My wife has had it at the ballpark, but
yeah.
She said it wasn't the same.
No.
So we went in there and it's like, all right, I asked the dude, like, what's the most popular flavor? And black raspberry chocolate chip.
Yeah.
I did that. And
we have some of that in the booth, by the way.
Oh, that could be dangerous for tomorrow. and I think it was like chocolate chip cookie dough.
Yeah.
But I love like fruitier desserts, like fruit, like strawberry flavored, black raspberry, black cherry. Peach, mango, chocolate I enjoy, but for me it can get too rich and like I don't know, if I have too much of it I just don't feel good. So I mean that black raspberry was legit. It wasn't like too arter, like,
yeah, it's perfect.
I feel like some
it's so
like,
good
some fruit flavors can get too sweet and fake.
I mean, look at me, I love ice cream.
Yeah. Oh. Same. But I mean, yeah. So we had that, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, this is heaven!" And the chocolate chunks—it's like fudge.
Yeah.
And literally the next day, it was like 9:30 at night, and we're in bed, and I was like, "Do you want to go get Graters?" So we drove like 20 minutes before it closed and got it again. And
now that's hardcore. Yeah, I love that.
My wife—he
is converting to. He's from the Natty now.
My wife—that might have been her favorite memory of me because. Like I've never said that, like craving dessert.
That I'll have is it, great. But yeah,
so she
She's
was like,
"Are you kidding?"
She's like, "Seriously?" So
that's
was
beautiful.
Good.
That is good. Well, I love it. I love Cincinnati. To hear all this stuff. And good luck on the rehab, man. I'm looking forward to next season because you're going to be back better than ever. And you got your new BFF, and good luck to Clavicle Johnson.
Yep. It's going to be fun. So, well, yeah, I'll obviously keep you informed, but we'll see what me and Joe do next.
And we'll work on this getting farmer back.
Yep.
Yes.
We will.
Coming to a screen near you sometime soon, folks.
McCoy's going to be on it. In on it.
Get his son in on it?
Yeah. Oh, get him maybe some like Georgia Tech gear.
Oh,
I don't know. Courtney, his wife, she probably wouldn't do it.
She might. Yeah, you'd have.
But
to.
I think she went to Auburn.
Wow.
Which that's that's an even bigger rivalry.
Yeah.
So maybe she would
get McCoy some Auburn gear.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yes.
And then like have to like take photos after the game.
Yes,
and he's wearing that.
We are on to something here. This is good that we're scheming together.
Yeah.
This is good. Much more to come. So stay tuned to that.
Be folks. Ready, Farmer.
Farmer, we're coming at you. Even though I was coming at Stevenson with Farmer. I'm such a bad guy playing both sides of the fence. But someone's got to be the middleman to do this, to bring it to the public, the arm to the public. That's me. So thank you, my friend, for coming back.
Always.
Good luck in your rehab. And you're a great dude, man. And you're the leadership and what you're going to do in the future. I can't wait to see it. So
me too.
All good. Behind the plate.
Yes.
As a catcher. Folks, sorry. Behind the plate. He's a catcher. Going to stay that way for a minute. At least.
I agree.
All right. We will see you on down the road, everyone. Thank you to Clavicle Johnson, a.k.a. Tyler Stevenson. And we will see you next time here on the Gym Day Podcast. Baseball present. Baseball past. Share some stories. Share some love.